This song makes me want to roller skate. Terry, you'll forgive me, but Terry, if I start to roller skate, it's because this song has inspired me.
It was big.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Terry. How are you? Can I explain? At Tinley Park Roller Rink, that was, when I was a kid, that was the most popular song. And when that song played, you found the prettiest girl and you asked her to skate with you. So to this day, when I hear You Take My Breath Away, I ask a pretty girl to roller skate with me.
Yep. So, Wendy, are you going to roller skate
Please
with
roller
him?
No, you can have
me.
Him. All right. You can have him, Terry. Seriously.
That's awkward.
You guys sound like a married couple.
Thank you.
You know what, though?
Thank you.
I will be completely honest with you. I spend more time with Bill than I do my husband, and probably you than with your wife.
Yeah.
And we don't even work long hours, but, you know, yeah. you with the band, you guys have been together forever, and then was there some downtime, and now Berlin?
It's true. It's like a relationship with everything but sex. Because
exactly.
we're together working all the time. Mm-hmm. When we're on the road, it's 24/7.
Absolutely.
So I understand what you're saying.
Is it all the same original members of Berlin, or have there been a couple of swap in and outs?
There have been swap in and outs since the first record.
Is
the
that
only
right?
constants from the beginning were John and me.
Yeah.
We wrote the songs.
Yeah.
And so we would bring in people as needed
yeah.
to play it live, because in those days there were no tracks. It was impossible to do anything, you know,
sure.
other than live
sure.
with everybody.
Right. Sure.
So we needed different people for the different tours.
How are some people, yourself included, able to keep their voice in the right quality? You know, so many of those songs have high notes or sometimes low notes that over time it's such a strain on your vocal cords, but you managed to pull it off. How do you do it?
Thank you. I quit smoking.
Is that it?
Yeah, at 32. And then my range widened high and low. And just, you know, I can't party like I used to anymore and still sing. So I do my best to get some sleep on the road. And I'm vegan.
Is that does that play into it a little bit?
It does. I mean, it's just trying to stay healthy, because that's what a voice is. Is if it's healthy, it works.
Yep.
And thank God pleather has come a long way, because if you were a vegan before, you couldn't wear leather.
Not anymore.
And now pleather, you know, because you're rock and roll. You got to
do pleather. Well, for me, I'm not vegan for moral reasons, because I love animals. I'm vegan because of that study, the China study. Both my parents died of cancer. And I'm a candidate. So I read that book, The China Study, that's a U.S. study, and it linked animal protein with cancer directly.
Yeah.
So that's why I do my best to avoid it.
That's the best reason. I mean, longevity, that's everything. So good for you. That's
well,
a great
plus
thing.
We all have kids, and
There's
I want to, you know, see them live and love the life and have fun.
Good.
All right. Yeah. How is it, though, to have Terry Nunn as your mom? Because you're pretty rock and roll.
She doesn't always love it, because I'm not always home. But I have a good husband. He's a great dad. And when I'm there with her. So
how old is she?
She's 11.
11 years old. And her mom is Terry Nunn. Does she think you're cool?
Sometimes, if she can get something for it. You know, if one of her teachers knows me, then she'll just throw my name all over the place.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
But Terry, you know, for most of us who are parents, we think to ourselves, no matter how good or not good our relationship is with our kids, if you're a kid, to have your parent be a rock star would be the ultimate. We had Perry Farrell on with us about a year ago, and we said, your kids must just marvel at the fact that you are who you are. And they go, they couldn't care less. They just there's nothing for them.
My boys, they couldn't care less.
Really?
They're just not into music at all.
No.
One was into death metal for a minute.
Oh, God.
And, you know, so I'm not cool at all. I'm just mom.
But when they see the legacy, when they see the MTV videos, when they hear about what you accomplished, that doesn't just kind of make them stand up and realize, wow, you're somebody. That doesn't do it?
Yeah, but they watch me scratch my butt every day.
Oh,
they don't.
Right.
I mean, this isn't
well,
cool.
See, this
is just
I
mom, you know.
You think Take My Breath Away was 1986, and that's when you were roller skating, evidently?
I think that was my last year as a professional roller skater, yeah.
Professional roller skater now.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
You weren't just getting laid. You were,
no,
you were
I
professional
was
roller
pro.
Skater.
I was touring, and yeah, it was a great way to make a living. Yeah, absolutely.
And my first years on radio, the song Sex, The Metro, so early 80s, that's the stuff I love.
Oh, thank you.
And boy, just, I can't believe 86 was Take My Breath Away. To me, oh, that was like 5-10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it weird how time speeds up?
Absolutely.
It should slow down, because I'm slowing down.
Yeah.
You know, I don't stay up till 5 in the morning anymore. So why isn't time slowing down?
Good question. Very good question. I knew
like
you'd get
it.
Metaphysical on us. I knew it. I just knew it.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, you probably dreamed of having this sort of a life. Is it what you imagined?
It's better.
It's better? How come?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
because there's so many gifts that come with it that I didn't expect.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to last this long. You know, I'm God, Berlin is over 30 years now.
Yeah, right.
Nobody knows that when we start. You know, I don't know if you were in radio thinking I'm going to be doing this for this long. You hope so, yeah, if you love it. But that's a gift by itself that I still get to play and sing and make a living at it and, yeah, and go all over the world. Oh, my God. You know, that's
something, isn't it?
Yeah, just a gift that keeps on giving.
City Winery tonight. Berlin will be there. Of course, Terry Nunn will be there. 1200 West Randolph right here in Chicago. You can go to citywinery.com. And your path could have taken a very different route because I realize this is the surprise and it's really not that big of a surprise.
This is the surprise, Terry. Put your seatbelt on.
No, but it's just, you know, you're an actress and you could have been portrayed in a very big movie. We have your audition for a particular role who had cinnamon buns on each side of her ear. Can we
Star
play
Wars
a little of this?
Of course.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is you and Harrison Ford.
There's only one Wookiee in the show, though, yeah, right?
Okay, anytime you want.
Well, that's George
all
Lucas.
Eggs and R2 are still secure.
Well, and I think that we're due to the reward that you offered. Can we start again?
He's terrible.
Forgive me.
Harrison Ford is terrible.
He'll never get the job of Han Solo.
And he hated me.
Wait, explain this.
Did he hate you?
You can find it on YouTube. It's Terry Nunn Star Wars.
Yeah, you can watch
it.
It's hilarious.
It's awesome.
He looks 15. I look 12.
So how did this come about?
I was an actress in my teens before Berlin. I met John in Berlin when I was 18 years old.
Jeez.
So that's when my life went that way. But before that, I was in television trying to do films, trying to do anything. And this job came up and we sat in deck chairs. You can see it in the YouTube video. We sat in deck chairs reading these lines, you know, R2-D2, grab the fader, hurry. And, you know, I don't know what that is. What's an R2-D2? You know, the dark star, Vader is coming. What? You know, and Harrison doesn't know either. So it's just funny to watch it because we're really trying to mean it, but we don't know what we're talking about.
And that was intentional. They're keeping you in the dark and just here read these lines.
Because it hadn't been made
right
yet. So we didn't know what we were reading about.
You had no idea it would become the juggernaut that it became. No. I didn't even think they called it Star Wars at the original.
He did.
Oh, he did
call
it Star Wars?
Yeah, and he
Wars
was
then?
A kid too. He was in his 20s.
George Lucas.
Yeah, and nobody knew who he was. It was like this new idea, and somebody said, well, go read for it. You know, something might happen.
Now, when you see the screen test with yourself and Harrison Ford, you say to yourself, the girl has a chance of playing Princess Leia, but that guy will never, ever, ever get hired playing Han Solo.
Well,
and
you know,
he
was the carpenter in George Lucas's house.
Yeah.
And he said he was an actor. So George said, well, come down and read with these people.
Wow.
He wasn't planning to give him the job.
And he got the job.
And he was
great. The best Han Solo
was spectacular.
You could imagine.
He was hot.
Yeah. Why do you say he didn't get along
with
you?
He didn't like
you?
Me at all.
Why?
He was just kind of, you can see it in the YouTube video too. I don't know. He was just arms crossed, just kind of looking away like, yeah, whatever, you know. So.
I think you made him nervous because he screwed his lines up and then he's like, can I do this again? I think pretty girl sitting next to him, I think you made him nervous, if you want my honest opinion.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
So then when the movie hits and it becomes such a mega hit, do you just parenthetically say to people, oh, by the way, I could have been Princess Leia, or does that not even come up anymore?
No, because I got my dream, which was to make
music.
I hoped that I could make music, but I didn't know yet if I could. I wanted to try.
Yeah.
And it worked. So.
You could have sat in on that cantina band scene and done some vocals with those guys. That would have been a cool scene. That would have been
one
a
of the
nice
weirdos.
Scene.
Yeah, you would have had to have prosthetics or something on your face to make you look like a human elephant or something.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
That
I appreciate that visual.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's free. That's
I have
on
to
me.
Tell you,
that's free.
Terry Nunn's in the studio. I have to tell you, you have inspired my two-toned hair from the early '80s.
Ah.
I have always done like some kind of dark and light, and you still have that traditional hair, and I love it.
Thank you.
It looks great. We're going to take a quick break, and then are you going to grace us with your lovely voice?
I will sing for you.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Very,
awesome.
Very good.
Terry Nunn, singer, actress, almost Princess Leia, but now in Berlin, and better than ever. And they're at City Winery tonight on Randolph. Go to citywinery.com. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Let's ride on the metro. This is one of my favorite songs. Are you going to be doing this tonight, maybe, at City Winery?
I might be, yeah.
That's a beautiful song.
Thank
I
you.
Love that song.
It keeps going. People just love that song. And for us, it was the deciding moment in what Berlin was to us, because we were trying to find our sound.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what we were yet. And then when we finished Metro, it was like, okay, this is it. This is who we are.
Can I play a little bit of a song? I want to get your opinion because you've been in the music business a long time. This is a song that Wendy and I broke earlier today, and it has to do with the Olympics.
Okay.
Tell us what you think of this song and be honest, all right?
As a song?
Yeah. As a song, as a performance. Okay. What do you think of this, Terry? Listen.
Okay. What if we both went a little bit crazy?
Blame it on Rio. What if our hearts got a little bit hazy? Blame it on Rio. What if we acted like fools, broke a few rules? What do we care?
Be honest. It's kind of beautiful, isn't it?
This is the worst song I've ever heard.
It's truly bad.
It's like a little baby singing
I'm sorry.
Goat.
It's
so
awful.
You won't cover this. There's no way we can convince you to cover this song.
What were you thinking?
Bill brought this to the table this morning because what is that from?
It's from a movie called Blame It on Rio with Michael Caine, Joseph Bologna, Demi Moore, and Michelle Johnson. So an old, I was trying to find a song that had Rio in it because of the Olympics.
We were talking about the Olympics earlier.
Oh.
He found the worst song
the
ever
worst
in the
song
world to play.
Ever.
Yeah, come on, Duran Duran. Her name is Rio,
and she dances
and
on the sand.
Dancing on the sand. That's the one.
Do a little more. That's beautiful.
Dude.
That's fantastic.
Well,
I love
that. Sing for you in a second.
All right. That sounds good, though.
I'll keep singing for
you.
You
should be in the business. You're very good.
I could be somebody.
I know that. I know that.
All right. Tonight, City Winery, a lot of hits. Berlin had a lot of hits. And you're going to do one for us. You set it up. You tell us what you need to do. Do you want any reverb?
I have no idea.
All right.
No, all right.
Well, we could do a little. You want a little reverb?
Wow, you have a reverb over there?
Oh, yeah.
Got it all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we coupled this song in this version with one of my favorite songs from my childhood with the same chord progression. So you'll hear it. It'll make sense
all
when
right.
I sing it for you. It's no more words.
Awesome.
It all sounds fair. You promise your love how much you care. I'm still listening, I'm still unsure. Your actions are lacking, nothing is clear. No more words telling me you love me while you're looking away. No more words. No. When the words were new, carried a meaning of feeling so true. Are you looking for a long romance, a picture of passion, a one-time chance? No more words telling me you love me while you're looking away. No more words. No. Stillness of remembering what you had. what you had and what you lost. Thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. You see women, they will come, then they'll go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. You will know. We make love, it's all the same. Your eyes show nothing, no lover's blame. Don't you promise we'll work it out? You can leave right now if you feel it down. But no more words telling me you love me while you're looking away. No more words. No more words. And no more promises. No, no more words. You're telling me. No more promises of love. No more promises of love. No, 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 no. No more promises of love.
Holy man.
That's how you do it. Wow.
Fleetwood Mac, big fan of that. That was awesome.
Wow, Terry.
So you saw where we got the chord progression.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really, now, when you do something like that, because you switched gears there and you went into, so that when you were first writing the song, you were inspired a little bit by that?
Absolutely.
Is that what happened? Yeah.
Yeah, just by the whole feel of it.
Yeah.
And
wow, that was flipping amazing.
Stevie Nicks was a huge influence on me.
Have you met her?
Yes.
And what was that relationship like? What was that?
I loved about meeting her is she was going through a lot of the same crap that we've gone through, where the record label is telling her she couldn't write anymore.
Yeah.
And she wasn't writing the hits they wanted. And she was upset, you know, because she's written a lot of amazing songs that to this day are played. So it was great for her to have somebody to talk to who would understand that.
Yeah.
And great for me to hear that, you know, all this, you know, sometimes it just crap keeps happening. You never get to a point where you've made it and you're immune to
the stuff.
So even
you and even Stevie Nicks can't say to a record company, look, I kind of know what I'm talking about. Look what I've done in the past. They don't buy into that.
They don't buy into that. And they dropped her. And
that's
she moved
upsetting.
On. Well, you know, you move on and work with other people. And
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Wow. I am blown away. Bill, I swear it looked like you were crying for a minute.
I was
bringing
crying.
Back all these memories.
I was
you
weeping.
Were listening every second.
Well, I thought if you miss
Thank
a word,
you.
I got to jump in. I was ready
gonna,
to jump
you're
in
help
in
me?
Case you forgot a word.
Thank you, Bill.
You'd go, no more. And I would just go, words. It's words.
So you sing too?
No.
As well as roller skate.
Yeah, I do. All my attention's focused on the roller skating.
He's a big embellisher.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
You're an embellisher.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I sang like you, here's what I kept thinking the whole time. I would just always sing like, wait, we may have
because
to edit
girls
out.
Don't do that. You know,
no, of course
you
not.
You just have them. And I have a voice and I appreciate it, but I don't sing all
you
the
don't
time.
Sing all the
In
time.
Fact, on my days off, the last thing I want to do is sing. I don't
really?
Want to hear music because it's my job. So
sure.
I don't want to listen to music. I want to do anything else
but
music
sense.
On my days off.
That makes sense.
I mean, don't you get home from work and you don't feel like talking because you've talked all day?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So it's the same thing.
All
right. I get it now.
Bill has breasts too.
Yeah, I do. Isn't that weird?
Man boobs? No. Is that what you have?
No, he doesn't. He's in good
yeah,
shape.
Yeah, you look actually like you're pretty fit.
Thank you. That's
all right, you two can take this off the air.
All right,
we have
maybe
to wrap
we will.
Up.
Maybe we will.
Terry Nunn, it is an honor and a privilege.
Aww.
I love music, and go see Berlin tonight. It is a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
You sound great.
Right.
Keep
you.
Up the great work, Terry. A quick break, and we'll find out what's coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.